Going to try and crack this today. We have the taste of the Kufu Ted on that is they ask, basically ask the hidden question, they ask, now what's the big chiddush that you say Aleluchah? Or you always say Aleluchah. What's the chiddush? The taste said two chiddushes. Number one was that even in a place where the minig is generally you don't say Aleluchah, on Seder night you do. Without any explanation why that should be. Second one was that although we generally say it, that's in the daytime, but in the nighttime, maybe not. Again, no explanation why we would have thought that the nighttime should be different. No explanation. Which hopefully after the run we'll be able to work out some explanation. If we take a stop right then and there, and I ask you in Tesis, do you make a bracha rishona on Hallel? What about bracha rishona? What would be the most
reason? How are you going to think otherwise? You would have Hallel.
You would have
brought some before.
You would have. So we've got machlekes between the two Mordechais. If anyone wants to be machia, tomorrow, not just the guesswork. Say, I'll be your land tesis. What does tesis seem to tell you? You do make a bracha rishena, you don't make a bracha rishena. The bracha achorina tesis discussed is that what's the chiddush here? So what does that tell us about the bracha rishena? Okay. Retake it again, no problem. My business theory, you don't know Yahalo Luka. Okay, Master Alon says Tesis. Kamash Alon, oh there as well. Kamash Alon, the feel of a mockerin, Shelloi Nagulavak Akhra. What's the chiddush here that you make a bracha Akhrina? It's chiddush here, even in places where they generally don't say a bracha after Hallel. Kamash Alon, yeah, that's the argument. Kamash Alon. This is come to teach us. So I feel about mocking even in a place. Shelloi nahagu levarich acharov. The custom is not to make a bracha afterwards. But for Lel Pesach, tzorich levarich. On Seder night you do need to make a bracha. Di nahagu. Because if the minig is that you always say Yalucha, if you're in a shul where they always say Yalucha after Hallel, Pshita. There's no chiddush whatsoever in our Mishnah that tells us that today you say Aleluchah. Because every time you say Hallel, you say Aleluchah. That's the first thing. So why did he say in the Mishnah that you have to say Birchat Hashem? Because you generally on Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, when you sing Hallel, Chanukah, you don't say, that's your custom, that you don't say Aleluchah. Tonight, and say then I have to say Aleluchah. Because if in you daven in a shul, they always say Aleluchah, then there's no chiddush, then on Seder night you have to say Aleluchah. That's the first point. Inami, second day of the Tesis. Now, if you're a Makish and Agri, even if you daven in the Groh, and they say Aleluchah after every Hallel, even if you do have such a custom, Hanimele Dachke B'yamim, in the daytime that's the custom, Avvelaylo, Ein Tzach Levach, in the nighttime, you don't need to make a bracha after Hallel, you would have thought. Kumasalam, that you do have to make a bracha after Hallel. So, I repeat the question. Yeah, that's Tesis. Yossi, you read Tesis? So, I repeat the question. What's Tesis this Shitta? Do you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Erekeinu, Me'achorinu, Meshekedushonu, Be'mitzvito, V'tzivonu, Likro Yitahalel, or Ligmo Yitahalel, on Seder night? What's Tesis this Shitta?
If he's not saying anything, if he's not saying anything about it, I would say it's a false to yes, like you would normally do.
I would say, taking aside anything I would know outside of the Tosfos, I would have absolutely no idea.
No idea?
What about witnesses?
That's not very good.
No.
I'm saying, from reading Tesis, is there any glimpse from Tesis which way to go?
No?
No. First Tesis, we're trying to see, according to Tesis, do you make a bracha rishona on Seder night? Taisa discusses bracha achrina. In Taisa, you make a bracha rishona on Seder night. All right. So the only two people that are giving their views here are the two Mordechais. And I'm going to have to be machriya then.
What are you
saying? Neither of them have given. Oh, yeah. Mordechai and Donna gave his reason. What's your reason?
I said, like the Rosh.
No, that doesn't mean names. I want to know reason.
The Chiddush is that even though you don't make it at the beginning, the Chiddush is you make it at the end. And that's why they're different. And that's why it's not
Noah, though. No. It's different than arguing on Sukkot when you have a meeting at the end. Yeah, look. I think more that's because she says, Mokhi Shinogu, Mokhi Yafa, there's been So, if you ask me, I'm not saying a personal thing here, but if you ask me, Mordechai's right. That's which one. But if you ask me that, if Taisa says it's pshita that you would say Yalelucha, means Taisa is saying that this is a treated as a normal halal. You make a bracha rishayna, and you should be making a bracha achrayna, and if you would normally make a bracha achrayna, it's possible that today you should be making a bracha achrayna. Means today is a normal halal. Means say the night you make a bracha, bracha sa Hashem ekein mecha oilam, shekut shonu v'seisa v'tvonu ligma is halal, or likra is halal. But it's mukhach hazoi, because otherwise what Taisa is saying, di nagu, because if the custom is that you normally end up saying the alalucha, pshita, then of course you have to make alalucha. Why is it pshita? He didn't make a bracha rishayna, so why should he make a bracha achrayna? So Taisa's plan, they do make a bracha rishayna. And that's why Taisa says, if the custom is that when you dry down in Halel, during the year, you would say alalucha, then avad you should say alalucha on Seder night as well. Novos, the Chiddush is, even though your custom is generally you don't, on Seder night you do have to do it. Right? That's the pastors of Taisus. The pastors of Taisus is like that.
The Tanakhama also knows.
Tanakhama doesn't talk about Bokhri Shayna.
But just by leaving it out, if making a point of
saying, maybe there's just no chiyuv of a mere halal. The reason why we do is just pure shevach, is like saying tehillim, or we don't make a bracha for Agada, so maybe we wouldn't make a bracha for the halal part of it either. Okay. And maybe
then the
chiddush
is that you make it at the end.
So that's the chiddush is that even though generally during the year you don't, on Seder night you're going to have to. But avada, you must make a bracha rishon at the beginning. And if you don't make a bracha rishon at the beginning, then it's never had a question. And indeed, that's what the Rosh says. What was the Rosh's teretz? Why do we need to say yalelucha? What's the chiddush? Says the Rosh. We saw this. Says the Rosh that because on Seder night you don't make a bracha rishon. The Rosh was Lamed Beis, which we saw yesterday.
Yes, you don't.
Right. So the Rosh says that's the chiddush here. The Rosh in Lamed Beis says, Mikan Raya, Shein Nevarch ala Halel La'ach Asudo. They don't make a bracha on Halel after the meal. Why? Shein Nevarch in Halel, because if you do, then what's the Chiddush? And give Mike Oma. When the Lord Pichas Hashir. Pshita. I mean, says the Rosh, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that despite the fact that you don't make a bracha Rishayna, you still have to make a bracha Rishayna. That's how the Rosh answered it. So he asked the Rosh, why did he birch the Shir? What's the answer? Why did he birch the Shir? The Chiddush is what? She will speak out.
That's the Chiddush. We say Rosh Hashanah without a Rosh Hashanah.
Excellent. That's the Chiddush, says the Rosh. The Chiddush is you make a Rosh Hashanah without a Rosh Hashanah. But Taisa says, I don't understand what's the Chiddush of this Gemara. And he has come up to the other one. So what's the other reason? That says, even though generally in other places, other times of the year, you would not say it, now you would. Why didn't you say the Tzeret of the Rosh? Why didn't you say the Tzeret of the Rosh? The Chiddush is that you didn't make a Bracha Rishayna, you still have to make a Bracha Achrayna. So what does that tell me?
Old Bracha Rishayna.
Yeah, also you do make a Bracha Rishayna. Right? So I had a little
yikar. Can I ask you two quick questions?
Okay, if it's mamish to get to this, otherwise not.
Acting like a brother is showing him when he's split up as a mule.
Very good. The Ram's going to ask that question. And the second one?
And the second one, when he says,
in Dafka Vites is Minogim brought down. Is it Minogim? We don't, but there is a minute. In Timbuktu on Sukkot, they don't say Alulucho. They don't say the horn of Halal, but there's no Jews there. But if there would be, then... I'm just making up. There's a place in the world. It's Mokach on Tesis, that is. Right? Mokach. Everyone's masking Mokach on Tesis. You don't say it? Oh, okay. Not going on then. Says Tesis. Okay, Mashmelo. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Right? I mean, Tesis got a question. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Says Tesis. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even in places, I feel a bit mockery, Sheloi Nohagu Brocha Achrof. Even in places that have a custom not to say the brachi alulucha after halal, generally on Adi Yom Tovim, Melele Pesach, Tzorech Levach. On Leil Pesach, you do need to make a bracha. Says Taisus, Ti'ino Hagu, if the minig is out that during the year you say alulucha, Shita, it's possible that today you would say alulucha. Tonight you say alulucha. Adkan.
Yeah.
Why is it possible?
It's possible because he's only talking about after bracha. Yeah. If the minhag is, if everybody knows it's after bracha
of
sukkot and of all other yom tovim, you say.
That's because you made the bracha rishayna.
Who says? But he doesn't say that. Why are we?
Because I'll tell you, yaluk is a bracha, right? So if you make a bracha on halal beforehand, you make a bracha on halal afterwards. But if you don't make a bracha on halal beforehand, so who says you make a bracha afterwards? Why is it so possible to you to make a bracha afterwards?
No, it's possible when you make it.
When you make the bracha.
Right. If you make a bracha beforehand, then it's possible you make a halucha afterwards.
Right.
If you don't make a bracha beforehand, maybe it's not possible you make a halucha afterwards.
You say it when you make it beforehand. You say it's possible when you
make it. It's just possible when you do make the after bracha. He's not referring to chal, like you're saying. He's not.
But why do they make a halucha after bracha? Why do they make after bracha? Because just like you make a bracha beforehand, you make a bracha afterwards. If you don't make a bracha beforehand, how can you tell me it's possible you make a bracha afterwards?
But where do we get this assumption from that we know that since we're making a bracha after, it must be that we made a bracha before?
The normal rule is that kol bracha that has the end has a beginning. That's the normal rule. It's a Gemara. Where was that Gemara?
Well, as the Ram actually says, it's nice.
Say that, the Ram's going to say it's a different type of bracha. But that's the Chiddush, it's a different type of bracha. So the general rule is, and that's why by every halal we have a beginning and an end, with any bracha which we have, a bracha at the end, we have a bracha at the beginning.
So
Rosh Chodesh,
when Sardim, they don't say bracha, there's no bracha Rishon.
They don't say bracha Rishon, they don't say bracha Akhrena. They don't say either. If you make a bracha at the end of something, something ends off with a bracha, it starts off with a bracha as well.
Exactly. We said, didn't we say that shvach, there's certain types like tefillah Geshem and that don't have a bracha in the beginning.
Say that, but again, why is this saying it's such a posher thing? It's posher that you would say alelucha in the night time. It's not possible. The reason why you normally make Yalelucha on a normal Yom is because you made the proper Rishayna.
Or because
it's not possible. So you're telling me a Kiddush now. You're telling me the reason why you make it during the year is because of Stama Sheva. So it's not possible. You're telling me a Kiddush. I would have thought that learning the Gemara normally, the reason why I make a bracha before and a bracha afterwards is called kol bracha, shel yesh la bracha, achel yesh la bracha, lefanel. That's the klal in the Gemara, that's the normal rule. Kol bracha is a tor and bracha and achel, tor and bracha lefanel. That's the klal. So if you tell me Halel has a bracha lachel, so it has a bracha lefanel. Now you're telling me, no, on Seder, now you want to be machadish the whole year long, the reason why I make a bracha afterwards is not because of the bracha beforehand. That's a chiddush. It's not possible. I could have told you otherwise. Like the Rosh Taka says, Rosh says the chiddush is that despite the fact you don't make a bracha beforehand, you still make a bracha afterwards. That's the chiddush. It is the chiddush. So why don't you think on it so
positive? The part that's still confusing me is that when he says the word pasha, I'm reading it that it means that it's pasha because only referring to the after bracha, regardless, like completely disconnected from the before bracha. If you always say an after bracha, then here, why are you telling us again to say an after bracha?
I'll tell you why. The reason why you always say an after bracha is because since you made the first bracha. And there's a cloud whenever
maybe
you have.
Or because of a different reason.
Maybe. So it's not possible. You're already saying there's two possible reasons. I've told you one reason why, based on Gemara, is why you should make a bracha and after bracha. Because if you made the first bracha, you make an after bracha. That's one reason. Now you want to tell me a new mahalach to explain why you always make your halalucha. The reason why you always say the bracha, your halalucha, you want to make a new mahalach, is because of some new idea. Not because of the bracha on the mitzvah. I mean, they've got an exception to the case. You made a bracha on halal. You do not make a bracha achrina. You make a bracha as a shevach. That's your pshat. So it's not pshat. You're saying a chiddush. You're saying a chiddush. And what pshat in yalulucha for the whole year long?
It's not again, the point is that I see is that when he says the word pasha, it doesn't mean that it's pasha that you have to say halalucha. He's saying it's pasha that if you do say halalucha, taking the assumption that you do say halalucha all year round, then this then tonight it's not the selfish. Not that
no,
it's pasha that you
I'm
need to say.
I'm saying even on that assumption, it's still a fish.
Even on the assumption. Even on the assumption,
see, even on the assumption that you say it every Yom Tov, it's also chiddush. Because I can tell you the reason why you make it every Yom Tov is because of the cloud that any bracha has a bracha at the end, there's a bracha at the beginning. It's all connected.
Well, we also have to look at the whole sentence. The whole sentence where what pshita means. If you don't have the minhag, yeah. If you do,
then it's possible.
Yeah.
Right. So he's saying, yeah, it's possible because what's the difference to any other Yom Tov? I'm telling you, the difference is that here you're not making a bracha rishayna. Every other yomtov since you make a bracha rishayna, it makes sense you make a bracha achrayna afterwards. Scream and argue about it, but it makes sense you make a bracha achrayna afterwards. But if you don't make a bracha rishayna, Mio Mela, you say a bracha achrayna. Who says Bechlal you make a bracha achrayna? Why is it so possible? That's what the pastor of places is, and that's all the Rosh comes to say not. So, my etar was to do a little bit of chazar, what we once learned. And in Daf Kuf Dalet, we had a Gemara about making not Kuf Dalet, Kuf Hey, Kuf Dalet on the base, Kuf Dalet on the base. We had Gemara about making brachas beforehand and afterwards, so which brachas start off with Brachat Hashem, which one don't. Yeah, they brachas talk like a verse. And Jesus then discusses why certain brachas don't start with Baruch Atah Hashem, despite the fact they're not smukha lecha velta. That's the place to start, he said. And one of them is on the third last narrow line. Kuf Dalet on the base. Yeah, Chutzmi. Chutzmi is a master Chutzmi bit, but the Baruch is not like a little top. Yeah.
There are some that start and don't end. There are some that end and don't start.
Yeah. So it says on the third, it's made up of steps in the middle wide lines. Third last middle wide line. Bim Tzema. Yeah, you see it. Third last middle wide line. In places. Third line, you're on the first verse. Okay. Third last, that means the pre-penultimate line of the middle wide line.
Right.
Beginning
right.
Why the Yaluka not start with Baruch? Yishloima. The reason why the Yaluka doesn't start with Halel is because it's connected to Likre Sahalel. Right? להשכיבנו וישתבח לבן שמה ולא יהיה הפסוק עם הפסק. The Pesukim are not considered a hesek. Just like we find Kimoi Brocha Achrino Shebekriya Shema, the last Brocha of Kriya Shema, is connected to the first Brocha. And we don't say, Dilo Yava Kriya Shema hesek, the Kriya Shema is not a hesek. Vim Kain says, Tesis, we saw this last time, Kinea, Shein Lahafik Bein Bor Shom and Ishtabach. You shouldn't speak between Bor Shom and Ishtabach because the Bor Shom is directly connected to Ishtabach. Umi Ukote, Pekhtai Sakasha, Mialelucha, Tilel Pesach, Mialelucha, stay the night. Tein Mavolchin, Likre Tahale, that we don't make the bracha Likre Tahale. We don't make a bracha Likre Tahale, and yet Yalucha doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem. When I saw this, I almost clapped through my chair. His mama just see places we just in the Chiyach on the Kuf Yud Ches that you do make a broch of Likris Halen on Seder night. And places on the Kuf Dalid on his base says that you don't. And that's why you got a question, why do you say Yaluch without Baruch Atah Hashem? That's a very strong question in places. Very clear steer, clear contradiction.
That
Krishna
says that you don't make it.
That Krishna says. I say, you do make a bracha before.
No, I'm sure. I thought, Malcolm, sure that we're saying no to a baruch specifically because you're not saying in the beginning, so therefore.
No. It's not awesome. It's the Mishnah. It's a Malcolm Shnagel Yisba Yisba. This is the Vach Achra of Yivoyes. The mission says so Taisa had a question, so what happens on Seder night? That seems to contradict what this Taisa is in Dafkuf Yud Ches says. Taisa there says if it comes after Pesukim it doesn't need a Baruch Atah Hashem.
No, but what's the answer for why on Taisa night when you don't make a bracha beforehand, how can you say Haruko without a bracha?
So Taisa says because if since it comes straight after Pesukim, so it's clear where the beginning of the bracha is, so it doesn't need to start with Baruch Atah Hashem. That's what Taisa their terrace was. But from the question of Taisa, and the answer to the question, you see, Taisa clearly took on the first night of Seder night, we don't make a bracha Rishayna. If we don't make a bracha Rishayna, then why didn't he answer like the Rosh? Why didn't he just answer like the Rosh? The Chiddush is that you don't say bracha Rishayna, and therefore, that's the Chiddush, you make a bracha Rishayna. That's the Chiddush. That's a very easy way out. There's different body tasers, but where have we seen in tasers any opinion like this? Where have we seen in tasers any opinion that says he would make a bracha, he would not make a bracha Shana on Seder night? So in our taste of Kuf Yud Ches, there was a second teretz of tasis. What was the second teretz of tasis? The night might be different than day. Why should night be different than day? Have a look at the mashal on this tasis. Does that have it? Baruch Hashem, I don't know if you've noticed over the course of the winter, you've familiarized yourself with the back pages, which is Gewaldig Gezach. I think if I had said Marshall at the beginning of winter, nobody would have known where to turn. It's Gewaldig. So, the Marshall, have a look at the Marshall on its pages. You know where the Marshall is? Look, it's over here. Very good. Excellent. So Ram Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Marcel is made up of two components. There's a Chiddush HaGodes, which is the small print, and Chiddush HaLochis, which is the big print. So we're talking about HaLochis, that will be in the big print.
Okay.
Is that?
Slightly smaller.
Okay, so Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph.
The
small print is HaGodes. You have that?
Yes.
Everyone got it?
No.
Sure, what do you have?
Bidyuk.
You want to show you? Very good. So Taisa says, have a minute, Mazal Mashah, have a minute, Dabka Biyomim Avalaylo. Hard can I show you now? Omishum Tebelaylo. Ein soich levoich lefonov, ein beros. There's the Masha, you know what Pshat in the second Teretz of Tzitzis is? Because you don't make a Brachah Rishona in the night time. So therefore, you might have thought in the night time you shouldn't say Alelucha. Kamasharat, you say Alelucha. I mean, the second Teretz of Tzitzis is an amazing U-turn from the first Teretz of Tzitzis. The second day of the state is taking on, and then I tell you, don't make a Brachah Rishona. If you don't make a Brachah Rishona, there's Bemet HaChiddush, you say Alelucha, because you don't make a Brachah Rishona. So it's true in Chutzar, not Chutzar, it's true there's places that say Alelucha all year round. And they would say Alelucha all year round, but that wouldn't tell me that on Sikh night you should say Alelucha. Why? Because all year round you make a Brachah Rishona, so you make a Brachah Rishona. That on Seder night where you don't make a Brachah Rishona, maybe you shouldn't make a Brachah Rishona. And Mashallah, then you make a Brachah Tiyadaluqa. Then Mashallah explains the second test of places holds in the night, you don't make a Brachah Rishona. But with this, we can now understand Tesis Kavdalad Amad Beit. Tesis Kavdalad Amad Beit took on that you don't make a Brachah Rishona on Seder night. So he's going at the second Malach of Tesis. The second out of the place, the whole thing, don't make a Brachah Rishona on Seder night. Good? We're entitled to say that that tasteless holds that you don't make a Brachah Rishona. But where have we seen one of the body tasters to say that? In our tasters, we see tasters had that as a stuff. So the fact that one of the body tasters holds like that is good, it's fine.
Why, our original question that brought us here is why would we think that a night is different than the day? We still didn't really get an answer. All we said was that at night, you don't make a brush on beforehand.
Right, so that's why I might have thought it.
Why not? Why at night?
Oh, okay, fine. Say that. Say that. Yeah, we'll see then. Maybe based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that in Erechim they only say 18 times, don't say on Seder night. The Gemara in Erechim says they only say Halal 18 times with the Bracha. And doesn't mention night at the time there. So,
will it be 18 days in one night?
No, that's Gemara Yerushalmi, but then Erechim Gemara doesn't say that. So it could be based on the Gemara. So you see that the Halal of the night time is not one of the mitzvot of Halal. The reason why I make a bracha, I say the son of the tzvot of the tzvonu, is because Chazal will mechayev us to say halal. Mm-hmm. On Seder night, it could be the reason why we say halal is just part of the Agada. Mm-hmm. Just like we don't make a bracha on the Agada. We don't make a bracha on the halal, it's just part of the Agada. Lefichach, anachmu chayovim, lehoidais, lehalal, shabeach. That's the point of Seder night, to get to a stage of giving shevach. So halal is just a halal we stand Seder night, it's just a tzitzor, has a tzitzor in this. A result of the Haggadah, after saying the Sippi through the time, we memele just posit. Right, we just memele filled with praise for Hashem. So we saw when we learned Sippi through the time. on the Malchim, that the father starts sitting to his own, not just to stay the dry. It's to lead into Halal, that's why it's part of the Agada. So part of the Agada is Halal, so it's our bracha that you make on. Second to Shalom, it says it's one of Likra is the Halal. It's not an independent mission. It's a Dishra of the Agada.
I have a partial thought. It's not fully developed. I know you like only fully developed ones.
One thing, he's not pressing.
Yeah.
Well,
sort of a comment. We talked about the Arbakosa. It's supposed to be connected to Mitzvah. And if the last one is connected to Mitzvah Halal, there's no Mitzvah there. According to the Halal is just part of the Haggadah. There's no Mitzvah. There's no Rav.
It's okay, but it's still, even if it's not independent, it's still part of the mitzvah of Haggadah. You come to a stage when you're thanking Hashem. It's not independent mitzvah, not the general mitzvah of Halal. It's still enough to be called a mitzvah. You can have a bracha for it, a case on it. I hear you, alright. It's definitely better if it would be the mitzvah of Halal, but you can get away with it.
But then the bracha afterwards, the Haluka, you kind of bootstrap it and say that it's a mitzvah. I think it was the Rambam, somebody said that it's you give it a bracha because it becomes a mitzvah because it's connected to the mitzvah of the...
Let's wait for the Rambam for that. We'll take that as time. Yeah? we'll see the Rambam when we get there. Yeah.
Just answering the question of why we would think, why would there be Havamina that... why there is a Havamina that at night you wouldn't make a bracha on Halal? Just from the hill, Lagid Mabokin Hazdechal Amanach Kabalelo. Maybe it's an Indian that during the daytime you could be Meshabeh, Hashem can say Halal, you can say his praise, but at night, time of darkness, it's not Makin to do that, and therefore you wouldn't make a bracha. I don't know.
The message is a good horror which you're bringing up about slumber. Why we don't say halal generally at night? But things on Seder night became like a day. The night was like day.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why we say halal at night. So it's not as you say.
I just explained how. Yeah.
But so that's how we've come out there.
That's what became like now. Why?
It came like this. So we've come out, I just want to be mistaken when we've come out. We've mentioned here two possible mahalkim on what Halel on Seder night is. Does it need the bracha? If it does need the bracha, then pashtus, then it's not like any of the other halals of Yom Tovim. It needs the Takonish to say halal and every other Yom Tov, and this is also one of those cases. If you don't make a bracha on halal, then pashtus, the idea is just a continuation of my Haggadah, a result of my Haggadah, a result of my Haggadah that I've said over Tiffin's inside and therefore I'm coming to Haggadah. In Tzitzah started off taking on is of a poshut you should say on a lucha on Seder night. If you say it during the year, you should say on Seder night. That mahalach of Tzitzah clearly understood that you would make a bracha Rishayna, and that's why it's so possible you should make a bracha Achreya. And that's why it says the question was that
how should you make a bracha Achreya?
Bracha Rishayna.
Yeah.
So since it's bracha Rishayna, you say you should make a bracha Achreya. What's the difference?
That was the first test
of Tesis was that the reason the chiddush of this Mishnah is that even in places that generally don't say Aleluka on Seder night you would. Right? That means places that generally do say Aleluka, says places is the Shita.
Shalom the Hagu Levarach Akro.
Yeah.
It's not that when they generally say it, period, it's when they generally don't say the
Kiddush of our Mishnah is, that's right, the Kiddush of our Mishnah is, regarding those places that generally do not say Bracha Achreina, on Seder night you do say it. Because if you would be in places that generally do say Aleluka, bracha achrena. Then a pasuk doesn't say that you should say bracha achrena. So he said, why is that pasuk? He didn't make a bracha yishena. Why is it pasuk you should make a bracha achrena? Right, so he says no, that you do make a bracha yishena. Second day, some place in the world that you might have thought that you only stay in the daytime. But you don't stay in the nighttime. Kamason, you stay in the nighttime. So what was you might have thought? You might have thought that you only say aluch in the daytime, because that's when you make a bracha yishena. But in the nighttime, we don't make a bracha yishena. You shouldn't make a bracha achrena. Kamason, then you make a bracha achrena even on the nighttime where you did not make a bracha yishena. But he didn't make a bracha yishena. So he said, that's like the Rosh. The Marshal said, that's like the Rosh. So he said, Tzavk of Dali, that took on the top of Posse, that you don't make a bracha yishena. On how the hell can there is going on the second Mahalach of Tzitzis? Second Mahalach of Tzitzis, that you do not make a bracha yishena on Seder night. And that's the Chiddush, you make a bracha yishena. So he said, Tzavk of Dali, there's a question. If so, why is it that you make, you don't start your lucha with a bracha? Right? It's clear? Now we can start it on. It's all the way up. See how far we're getting around. My kid falls asleep. You okay?
Yeah.
He looks so bad. What's that? The Kavavan is Alex. What's that? No. Very good. Okay. My Birchas Hashir. What is Birchas Hashir? It's on this thing over here. Alright, it up. If any, I have everything good. My Birchas Hashir. What is Birchas Hashir? If you don't know, Yahala Lucho. Says the Rav, Midem Avachinon, Beleil Psochim, Nacha Kriza Alel. Midem Avachinon, since we make a bracha, Beleil Psochim on the Seder night. La'acha Kriza Alel. After saying Halel, we say Yahalelucha. We say the bracha, Yahalelucha. Mashma is well apparent. Shemavok in the form of, that we make a bracha before Halel, make the bracha, Ligmar HaHalel. The two Nitzchayis and Yishenim. What's the bracha we're saying of Halel? Is it Likres Halel or Ligmaris Halel? So we say Likres Halel, but the Gizem and Yishenim is Ligmar HaHalel. So the Mela, if we make the bracha Hafeinu, we must make the bracha Yishenu. Kider Shemavokin Lefonov, like the minigins, we make the bracha before, and we say Ligma Halel Bechol Hayomim Shigayun Reishoy, and all the days that we finish Halel. So it's on day tonight, where we say the entire Halel, we make a bracha beforehand, Ligma Halel. Shiesha. Now listen to this, Rabbi Avraham. Shiesha, Shiesha, it's impossible. Shivot for Lacharov, that you make a bracha afterwards, below the front of it, not beforehand. Shari Shaninu, because we learned in the Gemara, Kalaton, Bracha La'achrov, anything which requires a Bracha afterwards, Ton, Bracha La'achrov. Needs a Bracha beforehand, because it is to take Baal Shimon, like it says, so you have to have a Bracha, if you haven't need a Bracha afterwards, you need a Bracha beforehand. And that's the answer to the question, yeah.
He said you
need to go to Gemara, no, he's not American. Right, the Gemara says if you need a bracha, you need a bracha, and therefore says,
but how would Ron respond to that?
Huh?
How would Ron respond
to that? Oh, no. But he's saying a chiddush over there. Says on the term. So he's saying a chiddush. You have to know which one's been mechadish. Who's the novelty here? Tesis or the Ron?
The
thing that you don't need a bracha before. Places is wicked. Passes is, like generally, he brings a Gemara, the Kalaton, Bracha La'achon, so I'm Bracha La'achon. You've got a Gemara that says that if you need a Bracha afterwards, you need a Bracha beforehand, and therefore, you should certainly have a Bracha Yishenah beforehand. So if you make a Bracha Afra, you know, you make a Bracha Yishenah. So this is not like the Rosh. The Rosh said that's the Chiddush on Seder night. This is like the first test of Tesis. First test of Tesis understood it's possible if you make a bracha after you make a bracha before. It's possible. Write it over. Midatayim b'mesechah sefer. So I'm going to bring you a raya that you make a bracha before and after. Since in Sefer Sefer, it says like this. Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak Oimer. Shmoy Nasa Yoim Velayla Echod Yochid Koimer Behen Et Ha'alem. Rav Shimon Yitzchak says, Shmoy Nasa Yoim for 18 days during the course of the year, Velayla Echod on June 1 night, Yochid Gomer Behen Et Ha'alem, Yochid finishes the Ha'alem. Which 18 days? Ve'elahim, Shmoyna Shemei Chanukah, those of you that are good at maths can start counting, 8 days of Chanukah, Yom Tov Shavuot, that's the day of Shavuot, Chag HaSukkos is another 7 days of Sukkos, so we're up to 16, Ve'yena Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres, which is 17, Ve'yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, which is 18. Veleiloi, and also the night of Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach. That's what the Gemara Masechet Sefer says. For Begoyla and in Golos. Therefore, the first thing is 21 days. This day is 21 days because it's the 3 extra days of Yom Tov and 1 extra night of days and nights again, the 2 nights. It says in Masechet Sefer, Momitzim in Amukha, Likreish Halab Bitzet. It's mitzvah milka to say Allah and Rishik Nez and Bishtei Lei Yisrael Golias in both nights of the Golias for the Vorech Aleihen and to make the bracha on them for the Omri Ben Imo and to say it singing Mekayim Ashenema for the Rehmimo Shemur Yasser. So in Mekayim what it says that we should raise up our voices together. Says the Masechet Sefer, "Ochsukayei oisei bebeisai." When you read in your house, "Ein etzarf levarich," you don't need to make a bracha. Shekvar birich berabim, because you already made the bracha berabim in shul
5 hours ago. 5 hours
ago.
I'm not
worried. One second. That's all the Masechet Sefer. On Mashma, so says the Rambam, we can infer from that. When you say Hallel, so a bracha, you need to make a bracha. So the Chal Yomim, Shai Yochid, Gerim Aven to Hallel. It's included in the days that Yochid finishes off Hallel. Hello, Shem Kidim, Vikora, Habita Knesset, Barada, if Shem Kidim, if he earlier and read in the basic Knesset, Ain't a Tzorach Levarach Habita, then he doesn't need to make a bracha in his house. Why is the Krav Beer at Barada? Because he already made the bracha at home. Says the Ram, I see from the Knesset of Sefer, the Hallel needs the bracha before and after, just like any of the other 18 days. Just if you said in shul with a bracha, you don't say again, I hope. But be careful, it needs a bracha before and after. So if somebody didn't have it in shul, you would make a bracha before and after.
No. I'm just curious, you started by saying that there's 18 days in Israel and 21 days outside of shul. And then he said, so you should say halal in shul outside Israel for 2 days. Why is he separate? You should say halal in shul in Israel and in chutzpah for 2 days. Like,
in the second
night. Oh, he lived in
Israel.
It didn't make a difference to
I understand, but since he singled out why he only singled out Kutzbars in the end. That was my question.
Okay, so Chitema, Well, the Gemara of the law, the Erechim, our Gemara and Erechim tells us to stay that way. Tony law, Sev Shimon and Yitzhodik, it says there, Tony law, think of that, Sev Shimon and Yitzhodik, the Omar, Yitzchak, it brings there this Sev Shimon and Yitzhodik, Tony law, it's learned there, this halacha of Sev Shimon and Yitzhodik. So Omar Yitzchak, Yoim, the 18 days, Sheyochi is going to be in the Sahara, the Yochi concludes the Sahara. But like a Tony, Lila Ish is a Pesach. And then it doesn't say Lila Ish is a Pesach. So it sounds like there's a Machlekes who said the same thing to Gemara and Eretin. And the Gemara and Eretin also, you don't say Hallel with a Bracha on the night of Pesach. Because it's not included in the list.
Is that a Machlekes or is it a Stira?
Not Stira, it's different braces. Have a brighter one, they think about another bit.
Well,
the two on my own, or two to my own, in the name of the Shemini.
Yeah, but you've
had one of the crop of the Sira? Some have to be. The Gemara can ask Israel, and the answer will be there's two to my own in the name of the Shemini. Right, the one.
How would we call it?
The Gemara was asked for a minu. The Gemara was asked for a minu if Shimon saw this. Yeah. And the answer would be, trade to Loya, leave it to Shimon Meir Sovik. Yeah, you're right. They're both of Shimon Meir Sovik, so it seems to be a contradiction. But it's not a contradiction that we wouldn't be able to sleep in. There's a bright in the place from which they quote Shimon Sovik that way. And a bright in the Gemara in the Erechim, which quotes Shimon Sovik otherwise.
And then by that mechanism, that can never be because no matter what contradiction seems to be, you can always say, a later person quoted in, a later person quoted in.
Aye. Okay, so let's go into here. I just don't want to go into discussion right now, but so if you want, you can go, let's do it. So the Gemara, so you've got a question that you see there, that you don't. Says there are love kashri. That's not a question. The Gemara is no serious to Gemara in Sefer Sefer. So Hosam Halel Sha'al Asiyas Mitzvah Loi Ketoni. Hosam is referring to There is referring to Erechim. Often it's Erechim. Erechim, Halel Sha'al Asiyas Mitzvah Loi Ketoni. We're not referring to the Halel that we say just because of the Indian Halel. This Halel in Erechim, in the Gemara Erechim, which means the 18 things, are talking about Halel that are said some in celebration of the day. The Halel which is said because of an Asiyas Mitzvah, like on Seder night, we say Halel because we say Nagoda, that's not mentioned there. I mean, it's not saying that you don't say it, it's just not in the list that we're bringing. I'm bringing 18 mitzvahs, 18 days that you say Halel Sam. Seder, so Loi Moni Nami, the Gemara in Erechim, didn't list Halel, Shebishchita Tzachim. Yes, Heidah, you should know, as a right, Heidah is a proof. So, Loi Mani Nami, it didn't list as well Halel, Shebishchita Tzachim, Halel of Seth and Golden Pesach. So you see, why didn't you bring that one? You also say Halel, they said Halel three times, why didn't you say Halel of Seth and Golden Pesach? Answer is, yeah, because why you think that Halel? See, now that was part of the sacrificing of the confessor. So that's not included in the list of 18 times when we say hello, just for the sake of saying hello. Say the night the same as she confessor. Why are we saying hello? Not because we're saying hello, because we want to say hello. Say hello because it's part of our God service. When you say that God, you have to also say hello. When you chef confessor, you have to also say hello. So those aren't included in the 18.
This is the reason why we do it at home or in
the school because
of the
Shkita's program? No. The time of the Shkita's Pesach was in the daytime. Except in the daytime.
And then the community
also
say
Hanukkah by
the Agoda? Yeah, why not? So why is the 18th Shkita's Day 19 and then
say Erev Pesach and then include that in that list? Say that. This Tana doesn't want to talk about all the Hallows in the world. He wants to talk about specific Hallows. The specific Hallows which you say just for the sake of Hanukkah. There's 18 of those.
No, it's not listed in the other one. That's okay. It's not listed in the first one. In the first one where they
listed.
Now you're asking a question.
Why
being good become better?
Exactly. It's up to us. It should be 19.
Very good. I think we're asking on everything. The shrine got questions. We say they're terrorists. So now I'm trying to say, why do you not bring down about chef being the competent? Well, say it. Speak up.
No, so I was suggesting that I always thought that the one of you type in the school enables what we were supposed to do by the Roman Beta.
And
you don't have a gathering of more in-house for Roman Beta.
No. In the final days, we got to the chefs come better, they did say how that I might as well.
In
the state they would say it has to be in school. When they said the state they would say I go to Hara. So okay, it's good to hear. You're asking what does that say to do with that one? That's good to hear. Void the Hassam Yomim Ketani the Pushim Asisin the Hakalin Makalif Nam is there. The Gemara in Erechin is talking about 18 days because it's coming to explain, I'll translate these words afterwards, but it's coming to explain the Mishnah, the Khalil was the Makkel Lefnei Mizeach. There it says the Khalil was a type of musical instrument, it's like this big metal, is that what it's called?
Symbol,
right. Right. So it's the flute. Yeah, flute. The flute makir is because there was not the hole. Makir there were 18 days when the Khalil would do this in front of the Mizbeah. Would play in front of the Mizbeah. And there it brings down the 18 days as corresponding to the 18 days you say Hano. That's why in Erechin it just brings down the days that you say Hano. Because the flute only played in front of the Mizbeah in the daytime, not in the nighttime. So the reason why it doesn't mention about the night is not because you don't say the night, because possibly there wasn't up for discussion at that time. So let's just read that inside. Furthermore, the Hassam therein, Erechin, Yomim Tani, is mentioned days. Nifrushi must need them to explain the Mishnah of HaKhalil, Makar, the Mizbeach, the flute was played in front of the Mizbeach. Okay, so that's the first Malach of Tehillah, the Ran holds, you make a Bracha Yishena and a Bracha Achrina on Halal. You do make Bracha Yishena and Achrina Halal, just if you happen to stay in Shul, then you would not. But in our homes, when you say Aluka, you can say also the Bracha Yishena. It's another answer why Erechin is not a contradiction to the Gemara in Sefer. The Gemara in Erechin is just talking about the days, specifically about days, because the Gemara in Erechin is coming to explain the Mishnah that says there were 18 days that the flute plays by the Mizbeach, and that corresponds to 18 days that you say Halal. He's not saying anything that you don't say in the night of Halal. You do, but that's not what we're talking about. We're not coming to explain that.
Until now, that he was trying to get at, was trying to just to prove that by night, Pesach, you do say a bracha beforehand, and it's proven that it's yourself reference from the fact that it says that you should miss him in a mukhbar to say the bracha in shul, and that when we call, or even when you go home, you don't need to say it again. That's so far the main thing.
Right. If you ask the Ram at this stage, would you say Yalelucha at home after you've already said in shul? Pashto's not, because he holds Yalucha as just the bracha of Halal, and if you said that bracha in shul, then you wouldn't need to stay at home. So the Mishnah is saying that if you didn't do it in shul, you have to stay at home.
Mashmalan, you would say.
No, more than that. According to the Ram, the bracha of Yalucha is the bracha of the Mitzvah. And that you'd have to make a bracha Yishayna. Just he brings down a Gemara in the Sefer Seferim that if you said it in Shul, then you wouldn't need to say Ano. So you wouldn't need to say the first bracha, you wouldn't need to say the second bracha. Our Mishnah says that you make a bracha of Lech Tashay, Yalucha, is because you didn't say it in Shul. Maybe you have to make a bracha Yishayna, you have to make a bracha Yishayna. But if you did say in Shul, you wouldn't make not a bracha Yishayna, not a bracha Yishayna. Okay?
That?
Because the Ram started off saying, if you make Yalelucha, you have to make the bracha beforehand. And then he carries on seven sefer saying, there's time to still make a bracha on challah.
What?
Then he brings a gemara of the seven sefer that says, there's time that at home you wouldn't say a bracha if you said it in shul. So the Ram who says here that we make a bracha at home, Yalucha and the bracha we say on.
You
don't make any bracha.
Just differentiate Rishon at first.
More than that, the Ram says if you say Yalucha, then you'd have to make a bracha Rishon. Right? If you, and Amishah says you say Yalucha, so it must be make a bracha Rishon. And this Nesef Sefer says that if you said in Shul, then you wouldn't make a bracha. It means you wouldn't make not the bracha Rishon, not the bracha Reino. You just say Halalah. So this idea that we say Alelucha tells the Ram means you also have to say Bracha Rishreino, you have to make a Bracha Rishreino, and that's what you do on Shehina. Unless you did it in Shul. Mitzvah Mele Mukha to do it in Shul. If you did it in Shul, then you wouldn't have to make a Bracha. If you didn't do it in Shul and say the night, you'd make a Bracha Rishreino and a Bracha Rishreino.
You're
all
withdrawing,
yeah.
So that's at this point.
I'm just... Yeah, that's a high good. See you. How are you going? Coming up.
Can I just one question? What Duran said? Why does Duran say? I'm sorry, Mr. Sofer. Why does it say Yochi Gomer Behen Tahara? Called Yom Shai Yochi Gomer Behen Tahara. Why does it?
Yucky
like, okay,
Rabin,
like, what does it mean,
yucky? Yeah, let's check that. Let's check that. It's a mission, and everything's on. Check that out. It's a good R. Fine, it must be time and Sibu used to say it. That's good R. No, let's check
that
out. Question, why are we stressing about a yucky giving us hello? First of all, there's a time when the Sibu would say hello. At the other time, when the Sibu would say hello. Why are we stressing about the yucky? Okay, fine. Yes, and we'll continue the Ram and Jay Mishka. Yeah, that's right.